On a short visit to New Orleans, newly appointed Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker dropped in on meetings with small business owners, like Scott Wolf. He's developed software to help construction companies get paid by their clients, a perennial problem in one of the nation's largest industries.
So tell me about your business.
We serve the construction business. Ultimately, we help our customers get paid. Getting paid in construction is tough, and so it's a very complicated process.
If Wolf's company succeeds, he'll not only create a good business for himself, his employees, and all the construction companies who use his company's software, he'll also strengthen the economy all around. Lots of money flows from construction. Secretary Pritzker, whose business background is in real estate, hospitality, senior living, and financial services, offered advice.
Right. What you should do is game it out under different scenarios so that this looks good based on this scenario, but what if the opportunity is bigger? Protect your downside and the upside will take care of yourself.
There you go.
Pritzker went next door to meet another entrepreneur, Webster Pierce from Cutoff, Louisiana. Pierce pointed to a picture behind him, a place where he used to hunt deer and rabbit. It was a picture of open water, acres and acres of land taken by erosion.
It's like a piranha. It's those little waves. It's not the hurricane. It's the fronts that come in, the small waves, because of the texture of the land. It just grabs and pulls away at it, one wave at a time, and it keeps washing away. And unless we do something for ourselves, shame on us if we can, and we don't.
Pierce once worked for the Levee District, and now he's invented a device called the Wave Robber, which stops erosion and rebuilds land by trapping sediment. Pierce already has a patent, and on the day he met Secretary Pritzker, he was working with a licensing expert at Idea Village. The nonprofit's mission is to identify, support, and retain entrepreneurial talent in New Orleans. Pritzker says that small businesses like Pierce's and Wolf's are essential to growth in any city, but that they can't make it on their own. They need a business environment which helps them.
There's so many ideas out there, but you need an ecosystem that can help someone, an individual with an idea. How do I go from that all the way to actually a business that's hiring people and creating good jobs? It doesn't just happen. It takes more than a lawyer. It takes more than a business plan. It takes more than a funder. It takes a whole effort. And that's why Idea Village is such a terrific concept.
So terrific that Pritzker announced a grant of $600,000 from the Economic Development Administration to Idea Village so that they can keep doing more of what they've been doing, mentoring and consulting new entrepreneurs. Idea Village co-founder Tim Williamson says Idea Village helps create a new generation of job creators.
If you're an entrepreneur and you have an idea, you need everything. You need an accountant, you need a lawyer, you need a logo, you need someone to answer phones. So entrepreneurs just create jobs.
Since its founding in 2000, Idea Village has helped more than 3,000 New Orleans businesses get off the ground, businesses who have collectively created more than 2,000 jobs. And Secretary Pritzker says small businesses can make a big dent in a city's overall economic growth.
What we're seeing in Atlanta, we see it in Nashville, we see it in other places that we've been supporting. Each one has its own approach and its own leadership goals, but in essence, fundamentally, the idea is the same, which is an idea to a business doesn't just happen. It's something that requires nurturing. It requires an ecosystem.
New Orleans' ecosystem for business is complicated, though. While we were recently dubbed America's coolest startup city by Inc. magazine, unemployment remains high for some. 40% of African-American men don't have jobs. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.